Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Ashley.
And it's Lauren.
And we've never planned a podcast less.
Just pure transparency.
It's just the two of us. We have no idea what we're going to talk about.
We are winging it and we're here.
I think it's going to be okay, though. Those are sometimes the best ones.
Yeah. It's October. I've never been more into October in my entire life.
I feel like the whole world hasn't been into October this much before.
Theory.
Yeah.
Has everyone always been into October, but now we have the platform to show everyone that we've all been into October? You know what I mean?
No, I think it's just a thing. I think usually it used to be like the couple weeks before Thanksgiving, Halloween. And now it's just everyone's October. Decorating it like it's decorating for Christmas.
It's bigger than Christmas right now.
I know. I'm thinking, like, what is the other biggest holiday in America other than Christmas? And, you know, I don't know. Like, Thanksgiving and Halloween are just super tied now.
And they're all so close together. It's the most magnificent time.
And then I used to think, like, Easter was up there, but...
As you get older, Easter is less and less.
I know, which, I mean, it is also, like, the most super religious holiday.
It's also, Halloween's not even considered a holiday.
I know. So, you guys... Just know, never refer to Halloween as a holiday. It's not a real holiday. If it was, we'd be off. And we wouldn't be celebrating, like, ghouls.
Right. Right? I mean, that's true. But, like, I guess holidays are whatever you celebrate.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, I thought holiday when I was younger just meant it had to do with religion. But it doesn't. Because, like, Martin Luther King is a holiday. Like, I don't know.
July,
someone told
Memorial
me that.
Day.
Yeah, someone told me, like, it's not a holiday if it has nothing to do with religion.
No.
I think mom told me that.
No, it doesn't. No. I do remember this, though, this conversation with mom and dad.
Yeah.
Well, Thanksgiving has always not had anything to do with religion.
I'm a dummy.
Okay. It's fine. You know what's also something that I feel like has come out of, I guess it's the 25th anniversary of its premiere, and that's why. Everybody's like thinking that Friends is so trendy right now, and I'm seeing it on your TV.
So,
why? I feel like you're not on this train.
I didn't know it was a trend, first and foremost. When I have people over here, for whatever reason they're here, hair, whatever, Friends, I like to have Friends in the background because it's a universal thing that we all can talk about.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like a comfortable thing. It's just background noise.
No, I know it's background noise. So Lizzie and I were together last night, and she was like, Friends is a background show. It's not like...
You don't sit down and watch Friends.
Well, a lot of people do, and a lot of people are like so
Maybe
annoyed
it's like their first time watching
Netflix.
Friends.
No, remember we did that? We talked about this on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, and now
and they were like,
we have enough TV talk.
No, well, I thought that there's a lot of people that were like, no, I've always watched it, and some people, I guess it was like 50-50.
Oh.
But I don't... No, I think it's not a timeless show. Like, if you're not part of this generation, could you imagine, like, our kids watching it? They'd be like, this is the corniest, poorly scripted show ever with the laugh track and all the corny laughs.
It's hard because Big Bang Theory has the biggest laugh track and it's successful right now.
I guess you're right. I don't know. Like, I like Friends, but I would choose as an adult to watch Seinfeld over Friends now.
Really?
Yeah, and I never watched Seinfeld back in the day.
I was laughing out loud today with the Friends in the background.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I laughed out loud a little bit when I last watched an episode from start to finish because it was the Brad Pitt episode. I mean,
you know. Well, that's like fucking funny. What if that happened today? And like, I know I talk about Haley and Justin all the time, but what if Haley was like acting somewhere and then Justin walked in pretending to hate her? That'd be so funny.
No, I know. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, it's because their real life relationship that it was funny. If it wasn't, then nobody would have, like, that wouldn't have been an iconic episode.
Right. Totally.
But I still don't get it when people are like, oh my God, Friends is so iconic.
I mean, it is iconic. Friends is iconic.
Yeah?
What are you talking about?
I feel
about?
Like you're totally not on this.
Friends is iconic. I know. We watched it together.
I know, but in eighth grade, I thought it was the funniest shit of all time, and I couldn't wait for every Thursday. But if it was airing right now, there's no way that I would be into it, and there's no way that people will be as obsessed with it as they are today.
Theory number two, the fashion has totally come back full circle. So whatever Jennifer Aniston is wearing in this, we are wearing with no variation. We're just fucking wearing it. So I think we're also looking at it as like a fashion thing.
Maybe. And can we just like give a little Courtney Cox appreciation shout out? Like, it's so unfair that
I know,
she didn't
Jennifer Aniston got Jennifer Aniston's a pretty one. But like, she's equally as pretty.
I know.
Her character just wasn't like portrayed as sexy.
That's what Lizzie said. She's like, it's because her character was like so neurotic and nerd bomber.
Yeah, nerd neurotic. Yes.
Whatever. It was, you know, related.
Exactly.
Jared and I are like, Jared like wants to be Ross though. Jared thinks he's Ross, not Chandler.
He's Chandler. He's Chandler.
Yeah, he is. He just wants to be things that he's not.
That's funny. That's why he wants to be Keanu.
You are very Rachel.
Thanks, guys. Both of you all talking right now. Just Ashley, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You want to tell everybody what happened across the street, across your hallway?
Okay, since it's Halloween, because it's October, it's all Halloween. So a guy, I was coming home from school, and I noticed that there were cop cars, like, all over, like, blocking my street a little bit. I was like, oh, shit. And then they were cops standing outside my building, which is basically connected to another building. I'm looking out into the next apartment across the way. And then I go upstairs, like, I don't know what's happening. I go upstairs into my apartment, and the one that looks out from my balcony, I can see into their apartment very well. Like, I can see everything going on. And I see that there's cops inside the apartment, like, they're interviewing someone. I was like, okay, that's creepy. And then I hear da-dun, 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 da-dun. And they're wheeling a body out in a black body bag.
I cannot believe you saw this.
And I was like, just, I was no shame looking out, standing on my balcony.
Yeah, I think it's fine in that case.
Yeah, I mean, those cops are obviously, I'm going to want to know who, what, how they died, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, they died. I assumed it was an older person based on the fact that they had older furniture. I never saw them around. And it looked like the cops were talking to their daughter or son or something. And I swear they're listening to me talk right now.
Which is why Lauren's like talking so softly.
They're that close.
You literally could reach like a measuring tape, like a yardstick across the way.
So then I was doing someone's hair and... oh, my Gurgie's asleep. Sorry.
Your Gurgie's. I had to pause for a Gurgie moment.
Sleepy.
Oh, my God. Look at the way he's on that pillow.
Oh, so cozy. Okay, so I was doing this girl's hair. She went outside on my balcony to smoke or something. Definitely to smoke, not or something. And she comes in. She goes, that guy across the way just keeps staring at me. And I'm like, what? That guy died last week.
But you didn't even know if it was a girl or a guy.
I had no idea if it was a girl
but
or a guy.
But yesterday, last week, when Sharon came over for the ovarian cancer podcast,
she accidentally
went to that apartment instead of this apartment, and she knocked on the door. She had a conversation with the guy's nephew, and he said it was my uncle who died, and he like kind of opened up to her. And
so we found
now
out it was a guy.
It really was a guy. So like the ghost really could have been real.
And it wasn't the nephew in there that day. It was totally black in there. I hear and see everything in that apartment. It's so close. So I know that no one was in there that day. The lights were off. It was at night. And she said that there was some like, she didn't see a face or anything. It was just like a shadow like staring back at her. She's like, your neighbor keeps staring at me. The guy keeps staring at me. I was like, oh my God.
And then you went to go look out the window and you didn't see anything?
No, okay, so she didn't, like, walk in immediately and say that. We were talking about, what were we talking about? Something spurred on the conversation.
You didn't tell her that he died.
I did not tell her that, no. And I think it happened because we were talking about people smoking or something, judging people for smoking, vaping versus, like, regular smoking or something. She goes, oh, yeah, and the guy across the way just kept staring at me, judging me probably for smoking.
Oh,
that's how it happened.
Okay,
she didn't walk in and just say that.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what? Which apartment?
And that's something an old ghost would do.
Exactly. Or maybe not, because, you know, a lot of people smoked back in the day. Anyway,
maybe.
So that's my creepy story.
Interesting.
That some people probably won't believe out there, but it's just like an overall feeling that I got goosebumps and stuff. Are you guys ready to hear about the most delicious revolutionary snack? Revolutionary or evolutionary? Well, either way, are you looking to freshen up your snack game? Because Perfect Snacks is the coolest in the game. They have the whole lineup of fresh from the fridge protein snacks that you and your whole family will love. Perfect Snacks line is a fresh from the fridge protein bar, and they're made with freshly ground nut butter. Everyone loves nut butter, and up to 17 grams of whole food protein in 20 superfoods. And it's all combined to create a cookie dough-like texture that is just as nutritious as it is delicious. With delicious flavors like dark chocolate peanut butter, almond butter, coconut peanut butter, you won't have to sacrifice taste for health. We know there's some gross protein bars out there, but with this, you get to feel like you're eating kind of cookie dough when you're just eating pure protein. All Perfect Snack products are the first of its kind and kept refrigerated for optimal texture and taste, and stay fresh for up to 1 week out of the fridge. That's amazing. You can be in the fridge, you can be out of the fridge, and you don't have to worry about it getting bad, but for 1 week. So it's perfect to take on the go wherever you need a snack to help avoid those meltdowns. And in addition to tasting good, these bars will help you feel good because they are non-GMO project verified, gluten-free, soy-free, kosher, low GI, and made in the USA. So right now, Perfect Bar is offering you 15% off your online order. Just go to perf.bar/get it. Shop the refrigerated snacks at perf.bar/get it. That's perf.bar/get it today, and you'll get 15% off your order. Make your day a little more perfect with perf.bar/get it. Oh, I got another goosebumpy story the other day. It freaked me out, but I don't remember it now. Anyways, this new show, Marianne, on Netflix.
Okay.
Everyone. Uh-huh. It's their subtitles, and it looks absolutely terrifying. I started the first episode. I had to pause it and not watch it alone. So that's how scary it is.
Wait, you had to pause it? You could not watch it by yourself?
I can't do it.
There's subtitles, but there's obviously like music and you hear the talking and all that.
Right.
So it's a silent film. I don't know what I'm thinking.
It's like obviously.
Okay. Is it supposed to be like for Americans or was it another country show and that's why there's subtitles?
I have no idea.
Like, did they do it for effect or were, you know?
Is that usually effect? I'm pretty sure it was for like Spain or something.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And then it just came over here.
Because I was like wondering if maybe that was like they did that to make it scarier. Where you like had to read the subtitles and all of a sudden it like popped out at you.
Oh, that's actually very intriguing. That's a good horror movie idea.
Yeah, it is.
But no, I think it was Spanish or something. But I paused it and I'm about to watch it when I am with someone.
Oh, well, I'd like to watch it with you. I just really want
to
be scared.
You have no time to watch television with me or look at me or look at the TV.
Lauren.
Yep.
I know.
See?
But I want to. I had jury duty this week. I was supposed to have jury duty this week, which was kind of awesome. It was my first week, well, off since the honeymoon. Like, so that wasn't really like I had that much, you know, time in between. Mm-hmm. But like Jared and I have been living in filth, and Lauren, you can vouch for me.
It's not filth. It's not like dirty.
It's not dirty. It's not like we're hoarders, but it's like living in the middle of boxes.
Boxes.
And things that don't have a place.
Yes.
It's a feeling that when you get home, you don't feel like you're home because you're not settled. Mm-hmm. And like there's nothing worse than being at home and not feeling at ease.
Correct. I feel that all the time here.
So we've actually been able to use this week to completely organize like outside, like inside out. Like every drawer has been organized this week and everything has been cleaned and it's been awesome. But it's because I was supposed to have jury duty.
So you took off.
So basically what they tell you is this. They're like, this is your summoning week. The week of September 30th is your summoning week. So you have to check back every night at 7 p.m. to see if you're supposed to go into court the next day.
What?
But now we're recording this on Thursday. For four straight days, it says you do not have to report to court. You do not have to report to
what
court.
What does that even mean?
But you don't know until the night before. I have to leave every day open, which has kind of been a nice little blessing.
I bet so many people get these letters and they don't look at all.
Oh, I know.
So, like, you're just being very vigilant about this. This happens to people all the fucking time. They just ignore it.
Totally. I mean, it says that if you do ignore it, that they, like, immediately reschedule you.
Yeah, but so you just keep getting rescheduled and rescheduled.
It's kind of nice because if you go through the entire week and you never get called, then you're just done. then your jury duty is like technically done.
There you go.
But then, of course, if I get summoned tonight, if I get C at 7 o'clock, they get summoned tonight.
You get the whole next week.
I have the whole next week to actually do jury duty.
This is stupid. This is stupid.
And then they say that you can, you know, reschedule like for 6 months. But I'm like, well, if I'm gonna have to reschedule in 6 months, you I know that I waited. Let this yeah. like time period be non-booked. So I might as well do it now.
So what do you think, everyone like settled or something in court that you were supposed to go to?
Yeah, I think that like there's probably, they're just trying to figure out whether it's going to actually go to trial, probably.
I wonder what this is.
I know. And dad said
what if
that
it's like the 6ix9ine case? You don't even fucking know what that is.
What is it?
You know, the rapper with like the rainbow hair and the tattoos and stuff. He's in court right now.
See, I don't know that. Okay. Could you imagine?
Could you imagine? You'd be perfect for it because you don't know shit. Oh, you don't know anything.
Great.
But also, I'm sure that there's not an actual jury with this 6ix9ine trial, but if any older person saw this rainbowed hair tattooed all over his face, they'd just be like, absolutely goodbye. Yeah, you know?
It's like, do you look at this man and feel judgment?
Yeah.
It's like every time we talk about judgment on the podcast, it's
I am judging you.
I know. Mom, of course, this week was like, I really always wanted to get jury duty. I was like, Mom, you should never be a juror. You cannot be a juror. She's the most judgmental person ever.
Mm-hmm.
So dad said that when he had jury duty, he got summoned to the court and then they dismissed him. So they didn't use him. Probably because he's a doctor and there's like too many, like if it was like any sort of medical thing.
I feel like it's usually traffic bullshit.
Not with a jury.
Fraud or something.
That's not what juries are, not doing traffic. Okay, that's like traffic court. There's only a judge.
So it's like fraud.
Yeah.
Or
murder. Or like sexual assault.
Or
assault.
Vehicular homicide.
Yeah.
So I guess it's all going to be semi-interesting.
Sort of.
I'm sure there's tons of...
I'm sure there's lots of other things that we, you know, embezzlement?
I don't know. Fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's probably all handled like without a jury.
Yeah. Anyway, I am glad I haven't had it. I'm a little scared. Amy, my other podcast manager, she's like the most highly anxious, high strung person ever. And I say that with adoration.
What is adoration?
Doesn't adoration also mean with love? Isn't there a difference?
We got to find this out before we move on.
We are always like questioning things in the podcast.
Adoration.
Deep love and respect. Yes, exactly. And
that's so different. Admiration
is like to admire, you know?
Versus okay. like adoration. Yeah. We've learned something new today.
See, I knew I had a good vocabulary.
Very good.
So she said that she got like dismissed just because she was an actual like anxious actual wreck.
Neurotic.
She had to get a psychiatrist's note to be like that she's too anxious to perform duties.
I feel like that you could find a reason not to have anyone on jury duty.
So I looked, I was like, I wonder, this sounds snotty, but I was like, I wonder if public figures often get dismissed from because like their following will know what they're doing. Like there's too much like access to them.
Yeah.
And then when I type that in, there's a picture of Taylor Swift at court with her jury tag, and she was summoned, but they didn't choose her because it was for a sexual assault case, and she was currently having a sexual assault case of her own. Remember that one?
No. What was Taylor Swift being?
Remember that guy grabbed her butt? And
but if it wasn't, I'm sure they'd find another reason why not to use her.
Except for she had to skip the VMAs because of it.
Jury duty?
Yeah.
No way. She skipped
the VMAs. So that's why you said the other day, you were like,
work.
You have work, Ashley. Of course that you could skip it. I'm like, Lauren, everyone in the world has work.
And no.
They even said school isn't an excuse.
I just will always remember when, this is so crazy that we're talking about jury duty for this long, but I
think a lot of people wonder about
there's it. There's a sheet that says you check off the reason why you can't come. Work, school, or you're a mom, or you have a childcare.
It says all of, if you go on the website, I read into it, all of those, not excuses. It says even if you are like the caregiver for, or maybe that's like the one thing, like caregiver.
Okay, maybe.
Is the only one.
Maybe that's the reason mom never went.
Maybe that's why she wasn't summoned.
Yeah.
Maybe. But isn't that crazy that Taylor Swift is like was summoned?
That is
she had
quite,
to skip the VMAs. It's like, wow, well, she had to skip the VMAs.
She probably could have postponed it again 6 months. You know, she just wanted to not go to the VMAs that year, probably.
She had the biggest beef with Kanye, and Kanye was probably having
a great excuse. The government.
Funny stuff.
Funny things. The time has come, everyone. I know you've heard Naz and I talk about it a couple episodes ago, and you've probably seen on our Insta stories how much we love this product. And that product is Everlane. Everlane is some of the cutest clothes I have purchased in months and months, and they fit so perfectly. And would you buy a t-shirt for $50 if you knew it only cost like $7 to make? Because we wouldn't. And with Everlane, you never overpay for quality clothes. And the clothes that I have, like, I will wear until I'm dead. I swear. I got the thickest cardigan sweater for fall. Ashley got an orange one and I got a black one, and I swear I wear it every single day. It is so thick, it is so heavy, and it's really actually affordable and very sustainable. Everlane only makes premium essentials using the finest materials without traditional markups. You're getting some like really high-end, like Bloomingdale's, Neiman Marcus quality, but for a lesser price because they're selling directly to you. And they want you to know what you're paying for and why. So they tell you their real costs, and they're radically transparent with every step of the process, from the materials they use to the ethical factories they work with. And I follow them on Instagram, and yesterday they were talking about like the production in China and how there's like tariffs and stuff. Like, I don't understand exactly what they're talking about, but they're being transparent on why prices might go up or down, why they use the manufacturers they do use. And they try and be as transparent and as ethical as possible. And no matter what your style or preference, Everlane's clothes look better, cost less, and last longer because Everlane sells to you directly. Their prices are 30 to 50% lower than traditional retailers. And at the beginning of the episode, we were talking about Friends and how the fashion has totally come back. And these, and like some of the pieces that Rachel and Monica used to wear, they are the same pieces you're getting from Everlane because they're just classic, perfect fitting mom jeans, boyfriend jeans, dad jeans, which is a new thing I just learned about. And they have perfect fitting jeans that are literally timeless. You could wear them in the next 20 years. So please try Everlane. We are obsessed. I'm not even just saying that. We rave about it every day. I have the cutest leather shoes from Italy from Everlane, and I'll be wearing those for the next 20 years too. So right now you can check out our personalized collection at everlane.com/get it. Plus you'll get free shipping on your first order. That's everlane.com/get it, everlane.com/get it. And I know you guys do a lot of online shopping, and then when it comes to the shipping, you see how much it is and you're like, ah, forget it. You know, with Everlane right now with our code get it, everlane.com/get it, you get free shipping. So no stress at checkout. Anyway, what else do we got on the agenda?
I don't know.
Well, since we're missing our third co-host, we're going to use the I Don't Get It group as our third co-host. So we're going to go through and see some funny shit you guys have been writing on the wall. Or not funny, you know, we'll see.
So this is from Kara Reese. She said, I can't explain this. I don't get it without giving an example. So here's a lady on the local like newspaper page. She goes, I need a doctor recommendation for my sweet baby angel princess. She goes, maybe it's a Southern thing, but I've lived here my whole life and I still don't get it. Why do you need to add so many extra nouns? I'm sorry, but what's wrong with just saying I need a doctor for my
daughter or my baby? I know.
Here's a photo of my sweet baby angel princess cupcake muffin.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but what I think is, why the fuck are you in the paper saying you need a doctor?
Well, okay, she doesn't actually say paper here. She says local page, so I don't know if that's like...
Why are you putting an ad out saying you need a doctor? Hey, it's called Google.
Well, sure, I guess, you know? But recommendations? I don't think that's that weird.
I guess so. I guess that's not weird. I don't know. But like,
we asked for recommendations about doctor. I mean, yeah, you found your Khloe Kardashian guy now on
Google. I said Yelp. I was like number one, whatever. Do that. Go find out. Anyway.
Okay.
Well, sweet little baby angel muffin cakes. Yes. Sweet little baby angel muffin cakes. Okay. So what do we have here?
I think this is something that you can't avoid. This is from Lindsay Marie Hull. She says she doesn't get workplace drama. Everywhere she's worked, from retail, factory, nursing home, and now hospital, there's always been some sort of drama going on. People always talking about badly about somebody when they're not around.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's unavoidable. I think no matter where you work, it's going to be like
that. I think it's just like if you're bored and you're at work, that's what's entertaining. And that's why it comes up. If you're actually doing something fun or something you enjoyed, or the workplace enjoyed what they were doing, there wouldn't be any drama. Because like when it's a boring day at the salon, we spill tea and it's fun.
Yeah, but that you work in literally the hottest tea piping hot place. Like everybody knows that salons and anything yeah. that's beauty oriented is usually like the like, most gossipy centers.
Did you say that balayage on her?
Yeah, and like you talk, like clients confide in you, and then you end up telling another client about how dumb another client was. But that's, you know, all our listeners that come see you are going to be like, oh,
none
God.
Of the people who have come to see me from the I Don't Get It group have been annoying, and I wouldn't spill your tea, just so you know. Literally loved everyone from there. Workplace drama? Do you not enjoy it?
You have to entertain yourself somehow. Yeah, yeah. Do you not enjoy it?
I mean,
it's kind of fun. I mean, I know
as long as you're not being
you're not
extremely
supposed...
mean.
Yeah.
It's all in good fun.
Well, is it in fun? Or are we catty and bad to think that like shit talking is a little fun?
Okay.
Or can
personally,
can we at least be big enough to say that it's enjoyable sometimes?
Yes. No, I'm not going to play nice here. I think it's interesting and fun. And if you're not spilling some kind of tea, then you're boring. Or then like what are you talking about then? Like yeah. what do you talk
you
about?
You talk about people. That's what we do. We talk about people.
Yeah.
Good things and bad.
Good things and bad. And not yeah. everyone is good. So if you're saying something a little mean, you're just being honest. And you're not just like being mean to be mean. Like when people are like, I'm just being honest when you say something mean, it's like, no, like if you're talking to your friend, you're obviously going to talk about someone else.
Yeah.
That's what we do. And I'm sorry if you don't do that. That's what I do.
Some people are saying that they're over it. There's Emily Pritchett. She's over it.
Over what?
Over the drama. Kelly Turner says that she finds it entertaining as fuck.
Okay.
Lauren Brown says that she has 60-year-olds yelling at each other, but she finds it hilarious.
Yeah. I guess if you're not directly in it and you're just like around it, I think it's fine. But if you're always the target or something, that's shitty.
Yeah, of course. It's funny that a lot of people are saying it happens no matter where you go. It's just natural. Just deal. It's
can I move on to another topic? Yeah. Jacob Lee Fisher says, can somebody talk me through what to do at a club? It feels awkward just dancing, but it also feels rude to just go behind a girl and dance with her. I love going to clubs, but I feel so lost while I'm in there. That's true. It's like shaky ground at the club these days.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine because
like, may I grind up against you, ma'am?
Oh yeah.
Asking for permission.
Yeah.
I mean, like, clubs are always pretty awkward.
Clubs are the most awkward thing ever. And I'm so awkward, even in like a loud, crowded bar setting. So I can't help you.
Right. It's like,
He likes it, but he feels awkward.
But he wants to dance, but he doesn't know how to go about. That's different for men. Yes. Yeah. But also this girl, Gloria Dern, says clubs are awkward. I had to be drunk before even entering to enjoy myself. Totally.
Lauren and I used to have a lot of fun at the club. When we were really young, like when we were like 20, we had fun.
When we were 20 and we were still like kind of like searching for guys and it would be exciting to flirt with guys.
It was mostly when we were excited to see the guy that we liked at the club because that's what we usually did. And it's being drunk is so much more fun underage.
It is.
Is that the worst thing that I could say?
That's so bad, but you know, it's boring after you turn 21. This girl goes, I hate it when I'm dancing and a random guy comes up and starts grinding on me. I think that's dancing. Back off, dude. Dry humping on the dance floor is not dancing.
Actually,
and it's uncalled for.
I will agree with her. So there's your advice. What was his name?
Yeah, Jacob Lee Fisher. Your advice is to dance normally.
You can do it front to front.
Front to front?
Grinding is for high school. And actually, it's not sexy or fun in high school either. It's just super awkward. So don't grind. Grinding is like something that like people who are in relationships can do to be funny.
You know, go. That's true. That's fucking funny. Start off dancing face to face. And then if she seems super into it, then you can turn around. And then that's fine. And then you can buy her a drink and there'll be a romance forever.
Oh,
and this one girl, Alexis Streck, we've talked to you before. She says, buy a table. That's so fucking true.
Don't buy a table. That's way too expensive. Anyone who buys a table, I think, is outlandish.
That's funny.
Who is going to be like, you know what? I don't even know. Like, they're more expensive than $1,000.
Could you imagine spending like $10,000 buying a table
for a night out?
For one night, and then you don't even go home with a chick? That's
no. Could you imagine just spending $10,000 to be in a club for 4 hours at the very maximum? You don't have to pay for fun, guys, like that.
I know.
No, don't ever buy a table unless you
truly
have...
Unless it's like a birthday and you have friends to like throw in.
Split it up. Yeah, sure. Maybe $1,000 each if you guys are all doing well.
If you guys are all doing well and your rent's
paid.
Still a
shit ton for a night. That's insane. Mm-hmm. Go on a boat for that much. Go on vacation.
Oh my God, you could go on a cruise for like 4 weeks.
You can go on a family, like a family of four... can go on a cruise and live it up, like do it really nice in really good rooms for, like, for 10,000 for 7 to 9 days.
Okay. I was coming home from school yesterday and I was eating honestly crap all day. You know, there's only pizza, burgers, fries, and then the vending machine food around there. So I was like, oh, I just want to like come home and eat like a salad, you know, maybe I'll order something. And then sitting at my door, no joke, was HelloFresh. And I was like, godsend right there. Godsend. I was like, I knew that I was going to eat something healthy and something quick and something really, really delicious. And HelloFresh makes cooking delicious meals at home a reality, regardless of your comfort in the kitchen. And I am not comfortable in the kitchen. And they give you a step-by-step recipe and also pictures to make it easy for those of you who and me who don't know what spice is, what spice, but it's also very labeled, so you're totally fine. And they're also pre-measured ingredients, so you don't need anything to get a wow-worthy dinner on the table in less than 30 minutes. You don't have to measure anything out. You don't want, you won't go overboard on a certain spice or something because it's already pre-measured for you. So say goodbye to endless grocery store trips and takeout food. HelloFresh has you covered. Break out of your dinner rut. That's what I'm in. Break out of your dinner rut with HelloFresh's 20-plus seasonal chef-curated recipes each week. And HelloFresh has more five-star recipes than any other meal kit, so you know you're getting something delicious. And you can also add extra meals to your weekly order if you know you're going to be having... You're going to want to cook more, or you can have add-ons like garlic bread or cookie dough if you want to add a little appetizer or dessert to your meal. And you can easily change your delivery days, food preferences, and skip a week whenever you need. So if you want to come home to something delicious and easy and something you can feel proud of eating and making yourself, just go to HelloFresh.com/getit80. And for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, that's amazing. For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/getit80 and enter the code GETIT, GETIT80. That's HelloFresh.com/getit80 and enter the code GETIT80. So, yeah, it's basically like receiving 8 meals free, or you get $20 off your first 4 boxes. So yeah, try it out. I know you'll love it. We love it so much. This girl, Elizabeth Higdon, says, I don't get why people have personal phone calls on speaker while in the bathroom. But I also just say, in general, why are you on speaker?
Okay, so I have a reason for being on speaker all the time.
Okay, yes.
And you know it's because I don't want to put my grimy, germy phone up to my face and break out.
And I think
you have one side broken out.
But I never talk on my left side. It has nothing to do
you
with that.
You always do it on the
I've
other side?
I've never, ever put my phone to my left cheek, and it's only on my left cheek is where my left temple is where I get breakouts. I don't know.
Okay, well, but anyways, I don't know, but that's why I don't put it up to my face.
That's your very specific reason why you use speaker, but other people, like, there's people... Or this, you're on FaceTime. It's like, instead of having a normal phone call and you're out shopping, you're out doing whatever, you're on FaceTime. Can't hear well and you're bugging everyone else.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree with that. But I do prefer FaceTime over phone call because I'm visual and I need the person's facial expression to really
communicate. Yeah, but if you're just trying to, like, talk, like...
Yeah, but if I'm just trying to, like, figure out what you're doing today, like, to arrange
Jack
something...
Jack FaceTimes me every 3 minutes. Like, instead of calling me, even if it's a simple question, when are you going to be here, is a FaceTime. I'm like, I can't hear you. And I'm not going to... If I'm driving, I'm not going to hold the phone up. So there you go.
Oh, well, yeah. Speaker, obviously, in car.
Yeah.
And sometimes if I'm carrying too many things... And I'll, like, put it in my bra. My phone in my bra or something. But it's mostly because acne reasons for me, guys. Okay. So I'm sure that the person that you're talking about is not doing it for acne reasons.
I know. She was said specifically in the bathroom. It's like,
well, public bathroom, I'm not really sure.
Yeah. Let's see.
Well, we should do a little bit of a couple update. So Lauren didn't know until just now that Kylie and Travis Scott broke up.
But when did this happen and
literally
why?
Literally, it announced yesterday.
Why?
I don't know. They said that they're taking time apart right now. Their friendship is strong and they're putting Stormy first.
Okay, I just didn't see this coming at all.
Me neither, and I'm very upset.
They're perfect together. He must have done something really shitty.
No.
I don't think he did. What are you talking?
It's all over. She even confirmed it.
For some reason, I don't think he does shitty things either. I think he's a very nice guy.
Why that is?
But then why?
I
mean, why do we think he's nice? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever even heard him speak. To be honest,
I know he's just always happy and he's nice to Stormy.
Yeah. And, like, I really wanted them to be like, she seems so level-headed and, like, you know, everything's like a very complete, harmonious family right there.
Yes.
Well,
nothing else to update.
Apparently, she was seen dropping, you know, Kylie got on Twitter because she was spotted at a late night date with Tyga. And then she got on Twitter and said, I was dropping my friends off at a house that Tyga happened to be at.
Okay. Well, I saw on Instagram this morning, like, some meme where it was Tyga like, saying when he got that late night text from Kylie, but I didn't understand because you just told me.
Yeah.
Well, Tyga's yucky. I don't like him, and I like Travis.
Me too.
Okay, Kylie, give us what the people want. And also, the outfit you wore to Haley's Baldwin's wedding was so stunning, but I think, honestly, it showed up Haley a little bit, and I found it to be disrespectful.
Oh, really? Wait, can I see? Did she post it? Yeah, she posted it.
I'm
just going to say Kylie at Kylie.
You can just, it's just on Kylie's Instagram.
Oh, are you sure?
Okay. Yeah, I was like, ooh, I saw it. I was like, this is a beautiful dress, and then I realized she wore it to Haley's wedding, and I'm like, Haley's dress was way more simple.
That dress,
yeah,
was the wedding dress.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
It's so pretty, but that is not for a wedding.
It's super,
especially
pretty.
Haley's classy, like, South Carolina wedding.
Yeah, this is not a South Carolina dress.
No,
she just could have done like a body hugging, like, you know,
like
Kardashian
a lavender
dress.
Or something. Like, this looks like this is like Versace going to the Met Gala almost.
Yes, definitely,
you know?
Met Gala. That's weird. Unless, like, they said high fashion, but
it wasn't like that.
It wasn't.
Haley's
like
was such a simple dress.
I didn't even see the full
dress. They haven't given the full dress. I think she changed like 3 times, but all 3 were very simple.
I used to, like, respect your obsession with Haley,
mm-hmm.
but now I'm also kind of really into her because she does seem so nice, down to earth, well spoken.
Yep. She's smart. A smart, classy lady.
Yeah. And she's, like, so young and put together.
Yes. She has not had the, like, I was raised in the spotlight and then fucked up couple years.
No.
She's just, like, overcome all of that. And I don't think she'll ever have one.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And, like, the thing is...
Not that it's bad to have one of those years,
but
I respect her for just being mature enough to not, you know?
I know. And I just can't get over the fact that they met as children.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the cutest thing ever, that she was an actual fan and that she used to love Selena and him together. Remember?
Yeah, I remember. She was like, Selena and Justin forever or something. That's what she tweeted when she was, like, 16.
Married.
But you know she was lying. She was just being supportive. You know, she just wanted him to like her for being supportive. And I love that, you know?
But, like, how do you even know that they were friends then? Like, when were they actually friends? When did they become friends?
There was always pictures of them over the years.
Really?
Always pictures of them over the years. Every year, there was something of them just hanging out, being friends.
Can you believe, like, the way that we've gone from Justin and Selena just being this couple that never stopped getting back together and breaking up to him just being married and being married for a year now and just not to Selena?
I saw a picture of Selena this morning. She looks good.
Yeah, she's beautiful now.
Yeah,
she looks really good. Well, I mean, she's always beautiful.
You know what I mean? Now she's attractive.
No, she looks like an adult now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She doesn't look like she's big on Wizards of Waverly Place.
I hope that she's okay, like, with the whole wedding thing.
I know.
It must be disgusting inside.
I know. I feel kind of gross.
But I love Haley so much, so I'm happy for her. But I also hope Selena's okay.
I know. Can we also talk about, well, the fact that Haley, I mean, sure, it's a prize to get Justin Bieber. You know,
so
but this is the like, this reason is that I love her. This is the reason why I love her is because like he's got to be like the biggest handful of all life and such a diva, and she just loves him enough to be like, I could go out there and get like really anybody I wanted, but I still choose you.
That's something that I don't really think about. I think that I'm waiting for her to realize that like the guy she's been pining over since she was literally 12 is no longer a prize for her.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't that make you feel like then they would not be together anymore? I kind of love the fact that I think she probably does realize it and still chooses to be with him.
I know. I have many feelings. I don't know why I feel like I fucking know her so well. I love her so much.
You're so weird.
I know. Yeah, I think maybe either she just truly, like, she loves every fiber of him.
Or she's so selfless that she doesn't even think that she's better than him. She just knows that, like, she is equipped to deal with him.
Oh, she's totally equipped to deal with him. Yeah, but I'm just waiting for, like, maybe she realizes, like, oh, I kind of, like, settled on my childhood crush and didn't actually get time to know him.
Yeah.
Because if I was with my childhood crush now, I would be like, oh, God.
Well, yeah. It's like,
when does that magic glow?
It's all, I mean, I'm sure we've talked about this before, but it's all about, is it about achieving the goal and being with the person that you set out to be with? Or is it the actual person?
Right. Because exactly. That's what I very summed up well.
Right. When I had that final dinner with my big, it was like, okay, I think it was more about the accomplishment of getting him. And I now know that I could get him. And now I don't want it anymore because I know that I'm not, like, I deserve better.
Right.
So.
So we'll see how the years go.
Yeah.
But I'm happy for them.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So then we have, I wrote down a couple of things that I did want to talk about. Another pop culture news. You know, remember how you said to me, I was like, I can't stand this Lizzo song. I can't stand the Lizzo song. I thought it was just like nails on a chalkboard. Yeah. And then you're like, I kind of like it because she's like dating a guy on the Minnesota Vikings.
And then it changed the whole thing for you.
And now I like it.
There you go.
I know. And
4 months too late.
No. I know. And how, like, I saw this NFL package, like this news, you know, like a fluff news package about like who's the guy on the Minnesota Vikings.
And is there a real guy?
Like, we don't know. Like the guy in the locker room won't fess up. but it doesn't, it's like, and we'll never be able to say Minnesota Vikings again without saying Minnesota Vikings.
Yes, yeah, that's what sold the song for me too. I was like, wait, she's saying this and this? That's fun.
Yeah.
But then if you don't hear the lyrics, then it does sound like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah. But to how me. Funny would it be to be in the Minnesota Vikings locker room and be like,
no man on the Minnesota Vikings. So what, it's just Lizzo? That's what you wrote down? Lizzo?
Yes, I did. I wrote down Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
I want a song like there's reference to all NFL teams now. Let's just air all the dirty laundry. It's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I also wrote down Taylor album because it's been 6 weeks, I think, since it came out.
It feels like it's been a year since it came out. That's how many times I've listened to it.
It's not even been 6 weeks. But since the Oscar podcast, I've come up with other thoughts. Mm-hmm. Like, I've really been able to, like, solidify my thoughts now.
Okay.
So, and since so many people wanted us to talk more about it, mm-hmm. I figured I'd add 5 minutes in here about it.
Okay. Tell me.
Okay. So, it's probably my least favorite Taylor album.
Jesus Christmas.
I know.
The least favorite?
No. So, listen to this. I have great explanations. It doesn't mean I don't like it. I love it a lot.
Okay.
I look forward to being in the car and listening to it a lot. I like the sound of it. I really like the sounds.
Okay.
It's very happy. But, I mean, there's nothing. It doesn't invoke any feeling in me.
Of course it doesn't.
But does it invoke a feeling in you? A
couple songs do.
Is it because I'm in yes. a good place?
Yes.
So here's my theory. There's nothing more at this point in my life or in this point in Taylor's life that she could give me. So it's actually perfect. Like, she's just happy, so she's just like, here's just my happy music.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm just happy, so I'm just going to listen to your happy music. But, like, if I were to go back and listen to other songs, even on Reputation...
They won't have the same effect?
No, they do have, like, I'll be nostalgic about what I thought mm-hmm. about it, what I thought about during them, but they're still going to forever mean more to me than these songs ever mean. Like, I'm never going to, like, listen to these songs and be like, this means so much. I mean... The one about our mom, maybe in like some point in your life, you know, that's one that you'll like everybody mm-hmm. will have to deal with. But, and also I've only listened to it twice because I can't deal.
Exactly.
But yeah, I just think that because she's in a happy place, she can't help.
It's not
that
the album's bad, it's just in the places of your lives.
Sure. But don't you think that like there's less, she's expressing less emotion through it? I mean, a happiness is an emotion. Obviously, it's great, but it doesn't like, this just doesn't, it's not an evoking album. That's
I don't
all.
Know.
It's
I like it. I think there's, I'm going through every song in my head and there's like a reason behind every song and she's giving me some kind of insight.
But
so I like
when
it.
When I sing it, I'm not like singing it because like I feel it so mm-hmm. much. Don't you? Do you sing it like you feel it so much?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Which ones?
Let me get the list out.
Okay,
hold on.
I mean, am I a bad person saying
You're
this?
Not.
I very much enjoy it, but like I think about every single album, she wrote it and I needed it. Like at the time, I needed it and she needed it. Like she needed to vocalize those things and I needed to sing them out loud because we are both going through the same thing at
yes.
the same time. Okay. And now we are too, which is so awesome. But I think that if I were going through something not happy, I'd be like, where's Taylor speaking for me right now?
Okay. So the songs that I feel that I sing and I'm like feeling them, Afterglow, Death by a Thousand Cuts, Cornelia Street, I Think He Knows, Cruel Summer, and maybe The Archer, depending on the day.
Interesting. Okay, well, so I know that I'm in probably in the minority here.
Maybe, but I genuinely think it's because you're married.
But like, she's basically married.
So that's why she's writing to.
That's why she's writing happy songs.
But those aren't
but
happy.
If you're Hope or, Death by a Thousand Cuts, I know, is not. But the fact that it's also...
Cornelia Street, not either.
No, but I'm not... I guess...
And Afterglow is about a fight.
Afterglow is the one where she's saying, like, she and him are fighting all the time. And they're drinking all the time.
I know.
They're fighting and drinking
They're fighting
all the
and
time.
Drinking. They're fighting and drinking.
I know.
That's what we've got from this.
I don't know. Like, I love the album. I truly do. I'm just saying that, like, when I ride around, I'm never going to, like, pull out this album in a couple years and be like, oh, my heart.
I know. Of course. You know? Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
But it's kind of sad that, like, if you're happy, you can't, like, I guess you have to rely on art to make you feel. Like, obviously, I don't want to be anything other than happy. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's like, I want to appreciate the happiness by reminding myself through a movie or a song of like, look how great everything is. Put it in perspective. Because when you listen to that, you were devastated.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
And so I just don't think that Red could ever be beat for me. I think red just came around. Yeah, at red the time is so, where I needed so it cold. So much.
It is very cold outside.
It's so cold. Oh, did you see that tweet that Becca Tilly tweeted the other
no,
day?
No, don't she look
goes,
at Twitter.
She goes, it's October 1st, which means I'm playing All Too Well.
Oh, no, Becca, don't do it to yourself.
It's the best.
Becca has a new clothing line out.
Unbelievable.
Good segue.
Yeah.
Really cool.
And we are going to Wyoming, Jackson Hole. Did you know that?
I know you're going to Wyoming, but when?
Jackson Hole, Wyoming next week.
To take pictures of the clothes?
I think so.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Way to go, Becca. And way to go, Becca, also for being in the fucking eyebrow commercial.
I know. I'll be like hanging around the apartment and it'll be on the background and it's like, hi, I have sparse eyebrows. And like a lot of women do.
So funny.
So I saw a question on the message board about collagen supplements and whether or not they're worth it. Let me explain collagen supplements as I am like a dermatologist.
She is a dermatologist, a facialist, an esthetician, and there you go.
So the collagen that you ingest like through like a smoothie or whatever, through the collagen powder, it's not going straight to your skin. Like they call it beauty powder because it can go straight. It can go to your skin, but it's also going to all different parts of your body that require collagen.
What else requires collagen but your skin?
It's a big bone thing.
Okay.
So you're basically feeding your bones and it's just like the collagen can't target beauty like things. It can't target your skin, your hair. It can. So whether it says beauty collagen or fucking regular collagen, it's all doing the same thing. So beauty collagen is really just marketed towards women.
Makes sense. So how do you get collagen right on your face? A cream?
Yeah.
Cream collagen?
You can still take the supplements. They're still going to work to a certain degree. But just know that it's not just like, it's not going, oh, we're going to go right to the skin. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's
okay.
Going to go to everything that requires collagen in your body. And I really don't think there's any such thing as beauty collagen versus regular, like man collagen.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, men need collagen too.
Yeah.
Okay, so another beauty question. My necklines are just terrible. And I know we've talked about necklines before, but are there any cures that I can do right now?
I think
the past 3 months, my necklines have gotten disgusting. I look like
you just like do that tech neck thing too much.
I'm an old lady.
I don't think they've gotten any worse. But what I realized is when I went to the scam artist here in Beverly Hills. Mm, and
he who shall not be named.
Yes, but it's not hard to figure out. my new person says that he like waters it down so much. So like he's maybe putting like 1/4 of filler into your necklines. So of course it didn't fill up.
I don't even think filler goes into lines like that.
Sometimes you can see good before and afters.
Maybe right after you're swollen and there's all the lines are being stretched out.
I think like you could probably fill them.
Okay.
To make them that different. But what I'm so concerned about in my life, Lauren, I know this is like the biggest first world problem of all time. But it's my sleep lines. And it's not sleep lines like, you know, when people like, you know, you put your head on a sheet and then like you wake up and you got
from
a
nap
sheet
and
your
you
face.
Get the nap line. Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a fold that I do in the middle of the night. I press my face on the pillow so hard that my cheek moves up.
Maybe
towards my
you
nose
need a
right
softer
here.
Pillow.
No, I've tried everything. I tried, you know, the 100% sheet silk pillows, and whatever I do, I still dig my cheek like this, and then I sleep like that. Which, if you saw this, you'd be like, oh yeah. But I'm getting these two wrinkles on the side of my nose from that crease.
Mm-hmm.
And I read yesterday there are two types of wrinkles. There are static wrinkles and there are movement wrinkles.
Yes.
Obviously, movement wrinkles are
forehead,
from facial expression.
Yeah.
And static ones are from like it being stuck. Like basically it's sleep lines. They're mm-hmm. all sleep wrinkles. And people don't even think about how much their sleeping position causes wrinkles. It's the leading number thing. That's the number one thing
yeah.
to get wrinkles. So I had this one sleep pillow that was supposed to train me to sleep on my back. I just don't think I can do it. And then I looked into this other thing, and it's kind of like an airplane pillow. And you put your face, and you cradle that side of your face.
And right that's there. Specifically for your weird wrinkle.
Yeah.
Okay.
The weird cheek wrinkle. Any
yes.
sort of like cheek wrinkle or like eye wrinkle, really.
Mm-hmm.
That way you put your head and your jaw. I know you're looking at me like this. You put your head and your jaw right there on the pillow, and then you're free balling it.
yeah,
right below.
Free ball.
So your cheek is not touching anything.
Okay, got it. I understand.
Anyway, that's my biggest concern.
Okay, well, that's good. Necklines, I mean, are basically...
You guys, that's not my biggest concern. That's my biggest beauty concern. Currently.
Beauty concern. But basically, necklines are also static lines because I'm getting them from bending down.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, that's why they call it tech neck, because people look down at their phones.
Oh, I have an old lady neck. Last thing?
The last thing I have on the agenda is something that was interesting for me on the I Don't Get It Facebook.
I just read the final note. The way she's delivering this makes it sound so serious. What is it, Ashley?
What is your favorite dipping sauce?
For what?
Chicken nuggets.
Buffalo sauce.
See, I don't want buffalo sauce on my chicken nuggets. That's mm-hmm. for buffalo wings.
I don't care. I want buffalo wings right now.
I want
everything to be a buffalo
right
wing.
I kind of
want
to go and pick up Jack from work.
No,
so I can just
we can go to Gus's. Oh,
Lauren,
my God.
I have to go to a movie thing like in not that long.
Oh, my God. We could go to Gus's, which is fried chicken and macaroni and cheese.
I can't do that, okay? I was just going to simply get a
so
six-piece chicken nuggets.
So many different dipping sauces.
Anyway. I am team... honey mustard, ranch, sweet and sour.
Oh.
Signature sauce.
Signature sauce.
Tangy, what is it? Says zesty sauce from Burger King.
Yeah.
I would tell you about my review of the Impossible Burger from Burger King, but you're going to see it on my Instagram.
Oh, okay. So it's a whole thing.
I recorded like a tasting challenge.
Okay.
And I...
Could you taste the difference? Sorry, but could you taste the difference between real meat and fake meat?
Lauren, you're going to waste my Instagram.
Is there a difference?
Not that much.
Not that much.
It made me feel like maybe I could be a vegetarian. Lauren, it's my goal in life, and I should just do it.
So what's so funny is that Jack works at a burger place, and
is the veggie burger the best?
They have a new also veggie burger. Yeah. It's called like the Wow Burger or something. Yeah. And he saw like... you know, now we're just all going to kill all the plants. Kill all the plants, why don't you?
We can kill plants. They don't have emotions.
I'm like, he's so mad, like, for some reason that we're killing more plants to make burgers. And
Lauren,
I'm like, what?
He needs to reconsider everything.
I was like, I'm not even going to let you know how ridiculous you sound because you should fucking realize that yourself.
He'd rather kill animals.
Genuinely is mad that we're killing all plants to eat them. I'm like, we've been killing, growing, and killing plants for our entire... I can't believe I'm even blowing his spot up like this. He sounds so dumb.
Oh my God. But can you believe like how many animals we eat? We eat it... you and I eat it, I'd say like 5 times a week. Yeah. Animals.
Yeah.
And we're obsessed with animals. But when you really think about it, there's no way it's worth it to our taste buds.
I can live without burgers. I can't live without chicken.
I mean, I know a lot of people do red meat.
Yeah,
you know?
I can get rid of red meat.
And bird. Like, I don't feel that bad for bird, I guess.
Unless you made one your pet and then you'd kill
yourself.
Exactly.
Ever since I saw that video of the chicken greeting the girl at the school
uh-huh.
bus,
yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't do it. It's so wrong. Like, it's just not humane. It's like the last thing that...
Cauliflower buffalo wings.
Yeah.
Cauliflower wings.
And I do think that if you become a vegetarian, you can kind of eat anything you want. But don't even get me started with everything you want. I'm really on this no preservative train.
What?
Lauren, I'm really trying. Didn't I talk about this?
So have you seen a difference in your stomach?
No, because you've been eating. Lauren.
Jared.
I'm kind of annoyed at you.
Jared.
No, I haven't been eating preservative free, but I just know that's the key to life.
I know.
I have not stopped thinking about European food. And I can't believe I'm that girl who came back from Europe. And I cannot stop, Lauren.
Her studied abroad girl.
It tastes so much different. But it makes your body run so much differently. I'm telling you, I'd wake up with Britney 2001 stomach.
Okay. Oh, and Britney's lost it. She went brunette, guys.
I know. And I was glowing. Like my skin was so bright. I barely needed anything to feel pretty. It's the preservatives, you guys. I'm telling you, if you eat European, I feel like you get like
it's
naturally
all
pretty.
European,
and you feel,
right?
No, it's... it's pretty much all Europeans. So they have all these different, like the FDA there, or they don't have whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
they don't approve anything. Like, okay. It has to be completely, like, fresh off the farm in order for them to serve it or, like, sell it. And here, you could put anything in it. And, like, even organic, it means that, like, it's, like, doesn't mean organic.
Yeah, it doesn't even mean organic.
So I truly feel like you can eat whatever the fuck you want. Well, you know what,
Ashley? I would love to try this experiment with you. Send me over there. I'll eat for a week. And then we can see how flat my stomach is.
Lauren, when Jared's filming his short film, we should go to Italy.
Wait, what do you mean? When is he filming his short film? Like end of October, right?
Yeah, the 18th. So all right. Jared is going to film a short film in Rhode Island.
And Ashley and I will be in Europe tasting food just for pure science.
Wait, Lauren and I should really just go to Europe to eat because I need to go with somebody and we should just like make every single meal. We'll just like be really excited about food.
Let's do it.
I need you to come with me next time.
Blogging.
Okay, I need you to come with me next time so that somebody else is like, oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Anything else on your dumb list?
No. Nothing's as dumb as your list. Win money.
One time Ashley found a written out list in my apartment. It was like a weird list of to-do things. And it was, number one was win money.
No, it was
enter money contest, aka the fucking lottery. Couldn't think of the name.
She was like, enter a money contest.
Okay, so enter money contest.
Play a scary prank,
and then underneath that fishing wire, aka I wanted to roll a scary saw doll out in front of Ashley with fishing wire and scare her. So that was on the list.
Oh, so
and
good.
Then buy a rat. Because I just wanted a rat.
These are all the things on Lauren's to-do list.
This was before my frontal lobe was fully developed. These are the things I was thinking about. And then what was it? Well, there's another one, or is that it?
Well, there was a lot of funny ones, but those are the ones that I really remember.
No, I've never been more embarrassed than when Ashley took a picture of it and then sent it to me, and she's like, "What is this list?"
It was the funniest thing. And it said, "Get attractive."
Oh yeah, get better looking.
Get better looking.
Get better looking. Always number one on my list. Get better looking.
So funny. All right. Well,
guys, thanks for listening. We really rambled all over the place.
I'm really sorry if you think this was boring, but
this is a good time for Ashley and I to even catch up because she doesn't exist anymore.
It's really sad, you guys. I just want to eat with my sister. Okay.
We'll make it happen.
Well, you also are just as busy as me now.
I know.
You have a client every fucking minute.
I know.
And I'm like, I need one day. Can I get my hair blown out?
I know. Don't even. But I've been just buying new underwear and
why?
Instead of doing my laundry because I have no time to do my laundry. Today's supposed to be my laundry day.
Oh, look at that.
So I keep buying new underwear from like Walmart because it's cheap.
Yeah.
And now I ran out and I have been not wearing underwear.
I got to that point the last time we went away. Yeah. I had to like, there was a couple outfits that I was like, these are no underwear outfits, so you can get away with it.
Exactly, yeah.
How do you deal with discharge in that case, though?
I don't have a lot of discharge. Ugh. Sorry, Ashley, I know. I used to be more dischargey.
I don't get anything the next, like, 3 days after my period. It's, like, dry. But can we talk about laundry just one second before we leave? Because I did see laundry on the I Don't Get It message boards.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, I don't get why, like... something about laundry.
Wow. Well, riveting.
Well, I have and I don't get it about laundry.
Okay, what?
Why do I have to pay for laundry in my own building? It's bullshit.
I know, like just, I'll pay an extra $50.
Give me, not 50,
an extra $20.
So I don't have to get coins and then like, we never have quarters on us.
No.
Because nobody uses cash anymore. So now it's like, I guess I'll just go to the laundromat because I have to go to the laundromat to get quarters anyway.
Yeah. Exactly.
And just
but like, hey, $20 on my fucking rent,
but
that's
fine.
But
does it really freaking matter to you landlords? Like, you really need the extra $20 that you're getting hit from everybody from the laundry? It's why I pay for laundry. If I fill up a bathtub, it's way more than like the laundry was in water.
Very good point.
It's very old school, and I think we should just all get rid of it.
Well, Naz has a credit card thing in her building.
Is it new?
You can either pay in quarters or a credit card. I don't know.
You don't have a credit card one?
I don't. No, I have just coins.
This is why I go to the laundromat all the time.
And mine's $2
each
for wash and dry.
Wait,
it's $4 to do one load.
No way. See, that's why you just go to the laundromat, because then you can get like everything done in the big 6-load machine for $5.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Yep. But I don't want to lug it.
I know, lugging it is the worst.
Okay, guys.
You guys, but to put all this in perspective, because we did a lot of first world problems, as we always do, and I know it's relatable, but I recently learned a stat that makes me feel like I need to really shut down on the complaining about first world things. Nick and I hosted the red carpet at the Thirst Gala. It is the 10th annual Thirst Gala, and it's all about... it's celebrating the Thirst Project. And so let me tell you about the Thirst Project just for a second. Did you guys know that 4,100 kids die a day on average from lack of clean water? Lack of access to clean water. It's insane. It's mostly in Africa.
I'm too sad.
And they die of like dysentery and diarrhea and like all the, the bacterial germs in the water they are drinking, and just like from, of course, just straight dehydration.
Yeah.
And then when they don't have wells, which is what the Thirst Project gives these villages, these kids are walking over four miles a day just to fetch a bucket of water.
It's too sad. I can't handle it. And then,
so usually the women and the children are the ones fetching water. So they can't take care of the house, but mostly the kids can't get educated. So like the kids are not going to school. Their entire existence
is getting water.
Yeah. And on the way back from getting water, it's a 40-pound jug that they carry.
So their whole day is just trying to stay hydrated.
Yeah. And like, can you imagine how difficult that is, even being totally dehydrated?
No. That's very sad.
So it's so crazy. So this amazing charity, the Thirst Project, check them out. Donate at thirstproject.org. They build wells, and they've made a gigantic dent in the amount of thirsty people in Africa already. I don't know the stat off the top of my head, but like they've helped eliminate a lot of deaths, like 30%.
Thank goodness. Like something that's actually making a difference rather than just like some fluffy charity, like actually saving lives, like based on the basics of human needs, yeah. You know?
You guys have to go read the stats, but it's incredible what they've done in 10 years and how there's so much proof that shows that just a simple well in a village can just change and save so many lives. So just wanted to put that out there because it's something I had absolutely no clue about. It kills way more people than AIDS and HIV does and a whole bunch of other diseases combined in Africa.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so.
Very informative. That's very sad.
Yeah, very sad.
Okay.
So thank you, guys.
Well, thirstproject.org or thirstproject.org. Okay.
And if you need hair done, if you're visiting LA or if you live in the LA area, make sure that you DM Lauren. It's at Lauren AI.
Yep. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and post on the I Don't Get It Facebook group any questions or any topics you'd like to hear. Yep. And
we
love
read them,
you.
Guys. Yep. We really read them.
And sorry if we named you and we blew up your spot and you didn't want to, but, you know, sorry.
Bye.
Bye.
I Don't Get It Podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Wave Podcast Network. Check out all of our shows, including the Brain Candy Podcast, I Don't Get It, Coffee Convos, and Let's Talk About It.